Many come under the umbrella of Christianity, which is a very broad umbrella. The Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, they do not believe it. What I want to do is look at one other thing before we leave. A couple of things. Not everyone's going to see the truth in these verses. Many will just refuse to see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And just like our study of the gospel, many can say the gospel and still say, well, you got to work. You got to do some other things. So what I want to do now, they'll say that these things do not conclude that he is God. Just because he's the Son of God does not mean he's God. That's what they want to claim. I do not agree with them, but I have to understand that we are also called the sons of God, and we're not. That angels are called the sons of God, and they're not. So Jesus Christ is called the Son of God. Why is he God? Okay, what I want to do now, and again, I'm just going to give you the verses again. I'd love to spend time going over it. But let's look at some attributes, divine attributes that are solely divine, that are attributed to Jesus Christ. Nearly every divine attribute that we can think about is attributed to Christ, but let's pick out some that are just so blatant you can't miss them, that confirm his own deity for the eye that will see. I'm not going to convince someone that doesn't want to see. But if someone will show me in the Bible, well, let's look at some, if you don't believe it because he's called the Son of God that he's God, then let's look at some divine attributes. Do you agree that this is an attribute of God? Yes, okay. Do you agree that this is an attribute of deity? Yes, okay then. Let's see how it applies to Jesus Christ. One, eternity. Eternity. Every creature has a point of origin. You and I have a point of origin. Even supernatural creatures, Satan, angels have a point of origin, but not God, not Jesus Christ. Isaiah 9:6, Micah 5:2, Gospel of John 1, verses 1 and 2. He has always existed. His eternality was declared by himself. The Gospel of John 8:58. His eternal existence was declared by himself, Gospel of John 8:58. Now, I want to talk to you. This is important. Jesus Christ, because he is eternal life, can give to you everlasting life. He can give to you what he himself possesses. See, we can only give what we possess. We can only father and mother a child and give them human life. That's all we possess. But Jesus Christ is God. He's eternal life. He can give us eternal life.